The rest of the story. The chilly autumn wind swirled about the streets of Manhattan, up and down the shadowy alleyways, in little spirals of paper scraps and fallen leaves in the park. But for the 19-year-old girl roaming the boulevards by day and long into the evening, winter had already arrived. Meet Ruth. A storm of grief and despair raging inside her. She wandered for hours and days on end, wild-eyed, talking to herself, convinced that she was going mad, pondering a way to end her forlorn young life. And the reason was a rejection. You see, since childhood, Ruth had wanted to become an actress. More for her mother's sake at first. Mother had always dreamed of a stage career for herself, had starred in some school productions, and performed in impromptu plays with friends in the attic of her home. A marriage ended her dream. So Ruth took up where mother had left off, studied drama in school, acted and danced when and wherever she could. For aspiring actresses in those days, though, there was one consuming ambition, to be accepted into the Eva Le Gallienne drama school. Miss Le Gallienne was one of the nation's most distinguished actresses and founder of the New York Civic Repertory Theater, and her eye for theatrical potential in a student made her opinion priceless. So Ruth went to New York, hoping to study with Eva Le Gallienne. And in the grand lady's outer office, she was interrogated by an assistant, then handed a play from which to read aloud. Ruth had only begun to look over the part when the assistant announced, "Miss Le Gallienne will see you now." Well, the great actress was profoundly unimpressed by what she saw and what she heard. Pale and nervous and awkward, the teenager was utterly lacking in style and in confidence. Her reading searched and stumbled and eventually dissolved into self-conscious giggles. Finally, Miss Le Gallienne silenced her with these words, "I can see that your attitude toward the theater is not sincere enough to warrant my taking you as a pupil." She said, "You're a frivolous little girl. Good day." Ruth burst into tears and fled the office. She was a block away when she stopped running. And that's where you met her, wandering aimlessly through the streets of New York, frantic and hopeless, fearing her sanity was about to desert her, and wishing to die. For not until then did Ruth realize how much acting really meant to her, not simply for the vicarious satisfaction of her mother, but for the fulfillment of her own personal dream. After interminable days and nights of torment, Ruth returned home to Massachusetts. Her life was over now, she thought. Her life had ended in its 19th year, for it was unimaginable to her then, in the autumn of 1927, that there would be another drama school, that there could be other opportunities, that there one day would be a dazzling bright tomorrow for Ruth Elizabeth Davis, whom you have always known as Betty Davis. Only now you know the rest of the story.